from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have not been practicing very often. There's some question on their availability. We know what's going on in Dallas. There's a few other spots. Of these names, do you think any of these players actually miss a single game, though? So Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati is doing the old hold-in kind of deal in Cincy. CeeDee Lamb, we know, wants a new deal. Jerry Jones said they're not in any rush to get that done. Trent Williams, a future Hall of Fame left tackle, kind of a hold-in type of situation going on there. Brandon Ayuk, pretty obvious. We know the trade rumor's been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And
yet, I might be bordering on months now.
Sits there, and I still think he's not getting traded. Do any of them miss a single game, though? Because there's a difference, as we saw last year here in Kansas City. Chris Jones ended up missing one game. He was never going to miss a large portion of the season, but he missed one game. Is there anybody on this list that you could think that could miss a game, and then they do the same thing? All of a sudden, they add some incentives, and that player comes back. That's the only way I could see CeeDee Lamb missing week one, and then they find some scenario to give him a few extra bucks this year, and then he's back. Because he also, especially at a wide receiver position, needs to play this season to not only the accrued season, but he has an opportunity to really increase his payday if he has another strong year in Dallas.
Man, the CeeDee Lamb story has been so interesting, because like, he's openly on social media just being like, what the hell are we doing here? Because the Jones family can't, let's just like be cool about it. And I know Jerry Jones yesterday said that they'd had some, he thought, encouraging talks with CeeDee Lamb's camp. I actually think two guys are playing. I don't think they miss a single snap. I think one guy is going to miss like a game. I think the other guy might miss more significant time. Here's the order. I think Ja'Marr Chase is holding in. I think he will play week one. I think Ja'Marr Chase will figure out, with 2 years left on his contract, some way to swallow his pride and be on Cincinnati's team for week one, and I don't think he'll miss time. I think Brandon Ayuk will also play week one, because I'm still not totally sure that's for the 49ers, but I think he's either getting traded or getting a deal before week one, in which case I think he's playing week one. I think CeeDee Lamb misses a game. I think he Chris Jones it. I think he makes the point. He misses a game with Dallas. Dak struggles a little bit. And then they give him the little incentive to keep things moving along or find some way to pay him. And CeeDee Lamb just missed the game. Trent Williams is a total wild card in this. He's the one I could see missing six games. I'm not just saying that. He did it once.
Yeah.
When he was asking for a new contract, he sat out like six games for Washington.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the backstory with Trent Williams and the Commanders, they treated him incredibly poorly during a cancer diagnosis. So there might have been some other factors at play for why he was maybe not willing to bend over backwards for the Commanders at that time. But Trent Williams is the one where I still think he's about the dollar. Trent Williams has made it very clear he has always gone to the single highest bidder. And I don't think if you don't make his money right, I don't think he'll show up to work for a month. You think they're all, you don't think anybody's missing any time?
I told you CD Lamb before you were going through all the names. I told you, I think CD Lamb is the one guy that maybe misses a game. Otherwise, no, I don't think any of them are missing any time. It's the NFL. We just know financially it's usually not worth it. Hell, even Chris Jones, he had to go out there and get a sack in the last week of the season to get some of his money back that he missed by sitting out. So I think CeeDee Lamb's the only one. Other than that, I do not believe that. You're right about Trent Williams. His history, though, that was a way different scenario in D.C. That was, doctors were basically, I don't want to say lying, but certainly didn't help his treatment plan while he was going through some stuff off the field. And that was just a terribly run organization when Dan Snyder was running the show. So I don't know if we can say, oh, he did it before, why not again? We'll see. I think a lot of this gets just settled out. I know we're like, man, the season's right around the corner. It is. For the Chiefs, 15 days away, the Chiefs open up. For other teams, it's what, 19 days or 18 days. That's still a long time in the contract negotiation world, if that makes sense. You know, all of a sudden it can be Thursday or Friday before the Sunday game and Trent Williams or CeeDee Lamb gets taken care of.
Especially because there's not like the preseason, quote unquote, is done after this weekend. There's like that 2 week period where there's really nothing going on, or the week and a half period where there's just practice. So it's not like there's no training camp officially. It's like a,
you think it's just like, well, we got time to do contracts now. I mean, they had 6 months.
Kind of.
It is always a little, I know, deadlines spur action, and they always will, because, you know, we thought Creed Humphrey's deal would be done by now. But also,
yeah,
Creed hasn't said anything. He's at camp, working,
yeah,
quiet.
That could happen game week, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's just minding his P's and Q's, probably because he thinks the deal's getting done. The louder voices tend to be the ones where this deal is a little more contentious, where I understand, I don't know if it's going to happen, because sometimes people talk about bubbles in a million different ways, right? Like, I'm sure during 2022, people thought, you know, real estate was getting, you know, whatever, right? The wide receiver bubble, is that real? Or are these numbers going to keep going just like haywire forever? I think some of these teams are starting to see the numbers it costs to keep a number one wide receiver, and they're telling themselves, man, I don't know. That is a really big number. Chiefs walked away from it. Other teams have. And I think some of these other ones are like on the fence a little bit about whether that's a good idea.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.